Peter Theron is against the high-speed and possibly commuter trains, which will run through Madison. The Republican candidate running for Tammy Baldwin's 2nd District congressional seat wanted the city to stop traffic at a busy downtown intersection to give motorists a feel for how having trains might slow down their road travel.
People that hear of this, they look and they say, what on earth? Because most folks' interaction with trains is waiting at a crossing.
Theron says there could be 13 stops an hour at that intersection because of high-speed rail and possible commuter train service. City staff says that estimate's based on an old study. That number of times traffic will be delayed at peak times is yet to be determined based on what level of service is desired. David Trowbridge is a Madison transportation planner. He says a simulation will be done, but not on the road.
Typically, these are done with computer simulations. There are different software packages that do traffic analysis, and I suspect it is a state project that they'll be using one of these types of tools.
Theron had requested a street use permit to close a busy intersection a few blocks from the state capitol between 4 and 6 p.m. August 27th. A panel of city and state staff voted unanimously against that proposal, citing safety reasons and skepticism that the exercise would result in valuable data that couldn't be obtained another way. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.